Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, jihad, striving out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and also the virtues of striving in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna fil jannati mi'ata darajatin a'addaha Allahu lil mujahideen fi sabilillah. مَا بَيْنَ الدَّرَجَتَيْنِ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضُ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are 100 stages in Jannah which Allah has prepared for the Mujahideen in the path of Allah Ta'ala. There are 100 stages in Jannah that Allah has prepared for the Mujahideen in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The distance between one stage and the next is like the distance between the heavens and the earth. This hadith shows the lofty ranks which the Mujahideen will receive in the year after because of the noble status and the noble objective that they were carrying out. So here we learn that Allah Ta'ala has prepared specifically for the Mujahideen that these 100 ranks, these 100 stages in Jannah. This year also teaches us that a person should have this desire in his heart. Oh Allah, if I have that opportunity also, I would also like to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. I would like to strive. If I have to give my life, I'm prepared to give my life for your sake, oh Allah. The person doesn't get that chance, that opportunity to go out, but he had that niyat, that firm niyat in his heart. There's great hope that Allah would also give him, Allah will also give us that reward of going out, of striving, of being from the Mujahideen, just because of our niyat. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا وجبت له الجنة فعجب لها أبو سعيد فقال أعدها علي يا رسول الله فعادها عليه ثم قال وأخرى يرفع الله بها العبد 100 درجة في الجنة ما بين كل درجتين كما بين السماء والأرض قال وما هي يا رسول الله قال الجهاد في سبيل الله الجهاد في سبيل الله رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Jannah is incumbent, Jannah is necessary. Allah Ta'ala, this is an expression, nothing is necessary for Allah Ta'ala, but an expression for our understanding that Jannah is incumbent, is necessary for one who is pleased with Allah Ta'ala as the sustainer, Islam as our religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the messenger. So Jannah is incumbent, necessary for the one who is pleased with Allah as the sustainer, Islam as the religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the messenger. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu was amazed by this. So he said, repeat it to me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it and then said, there is something else by which Allah raises a servant by 100 stages in Jannah, and the distance between one stage and the next is like the distance between the heavens and the earth. He asked, what is it, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here this hadith has two parts. The first part is saying that person that is happy. So here we all make dua, Allah Pak, give us also that this quality that we have, that we happy that Allah Ta'ala is our sustainer. In other words, whatever conditions, whatever laws come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we happy with those laws. We happy with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, we happy with the conditions that come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Islam as the religion, Islam as our religion means that whatever we have to do in Islam, we are happy, we don't complain. If fasting is coming now and it's hot, we don't complain that it's so hot and we have to fast. If you wake up early for Fajr Salah, we don't complain that Fajr Salah is too early. We are happy with Islam as our religion means whatever we're supposed to be doing as Muslims, we are happy to do it. Time to give zakat, we don't complain to give so much of money. Why do we have to give zakat? Person is happy that this is what Islam is requiring me to do. Qurbani comes, he's happy to slaughter an animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever Islam is requiring a person to do, this person is happy with it. That is what is meant, that the person is happy with Islam as the religion and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger. In other words, person is happy with every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. person is happy that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't feel shy about it, I'm not embarrassed about it. This is the way of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm happy with it. So a person has these three things, that he's happy with Allah Ta'ala as a sustainer, Islam is the religion, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that Jannah is necessary for such a person. Not something that's difficult. Allah Pak, give it to us and bring it into our lives. So when Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to repeat that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated it and he added something else, which was the second part of this hadith. What is it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is something else by which Allah raises a servant by 100 stages in Jannah, and the distance between one stage and the next is like the distance between the heavens and the earth. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu, what is it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, jihad in the path of Allah, jihad in the path of Allah. In other words, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so meritorious. It launches a person 100 stages up, and the stage between the difference, or between each stage, is the difference between the heavens and the earth. Such a massive distance, person is being launched, and is launched 100 stages up. Why? By making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of having this desire in our heart that, oh Allah, we are happy to sacrifice whatever we have to sacrifice for your sake, even if it means us going out in your path and sacrificing our lives. Oh Allah, we are ready for it, we are happy for it, and there's so much a person can get. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.